AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden celebrates the lives of the 10 black people killed in an attack on a Buffalo supermarket. He also calls on the nation to overcome white hate and racism. AP Sagar Magani has a story.
The president says they were 10 extraordinary Americans before race-fueled hatred took them away.
We have to refuse to live in a country where black people going about a weekly grocery shopping can be gunned down by weapons of war deployed in a racist cause.
In a Buffalo community center, the president said the nation must reject the lie of the racist replacement theory espoused by Saturday's shooter, one that baselessly claims people of color are overrunning white people.
White supremacy is a poison.
And people of all races must condemn it and the hateful minority, distorting what he calls the real America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republican Congressional Representative Ted Budd, backed by former President Donald Trump, and former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Democrat Jerry Beasley win their respective Senate primaries in North Carolina. Beasley telling supporters this evening,
"If it wasn't clear what's at stake in this election before, it is now. My opponent in this election has made it clear that he will not put North Carolina first."
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul easily won his primary. Former state lawmaker Charles Booker won the Democratic primary for Senate. In his acceptance speech, Paul ignored Booker and blasted national Democrats. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman wins the Democratic Party's nomination for Senate. Mail-in ballot problems in Lancaster County and another county keeping polls open later means results in the governor's race and GOP primaries in Pennsylvania could be delayed. Strong day on the markets. S&P 500 rose 2%. The Dow was up 1.3%. This is AP News. In Johnny Depp's libel trial against ex-wife Amber Heard being held in Virginia, she was cross-examined about fights with Depp. Here's Ed Donahue.
Depp's lawyer questioned Heard about a variety of incidents in which she says she was assaulted by Depp.
"I have a mixed relationship with Johnny, and one in which I'm scared, one in which I love him very much."
It was during a fight in 2015 that Heard said she was sexually assaulted. Depp, on the other hand, says he was the victim.
"And there is not a single medical record reflecting treatment for any of those injuries, is there, Ms. Heard?"
"I didn't seek treatment."
Depp is suing after Heard wrote in the Washington Post she was a public figure representing domestic abuse.
"This is a man who tried to kill me. Of course it's scary. He's also my husband."
Depp says he never physically abused his ex-wife. I'm Ed Donahue.
Federal regulators okay a COVID-19 vaccine booster for healthy children ages 5 to 11. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.